So if you didn't like Thor, Love, and Thunder, and you are worried about the next Thor film, Thor 5, well, don't worry, because Chris Hemsworth, Thor himself, evidently did not like Thor, Love, and Thunder that much either. In fact, in an interview released today with Vanity Fair, Chris Hemsworth said that he did not stick the landing with the last Thor performance, and now he feels that he owes the audiences a better performance in the next Thor film. And to further take anybody else's worries away who still might be worried about the next Thor movie, Taika Waititi, who directed Thor Ragnarok and Thor Love and Thunder, will not be returning to direct Thor 5. And Chris Hemsworth himself has already stated in the past that if he did another Thor film, it would have to be very different than Thor Love and Thunder. The tone would have to be much different. And well, now Thor 5 is confirmed. Chris Hemsworth is returning. Taika Waititi is not returning, and we'll talk about directors later on in the video. But the most important thing is it seems like Chris Hemsworth and Disney / Marvel Studios have realized that the next Thor film needs to be very different than the one that we got from Thor Love and Thunder, which is great news for a lot of fans. I definitely did not hate Thor Love and Thunder, but I am excited to see it take more of a serious tone. And it sounds like that is exactly what it's going to do, because we do know a little bit of detail about the film already, plus some insider information about what could happen in Thor 5, which of course we'll go over and break down in this video. And if you are new, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel and Thor news. And today is the last day of the giveaway. If you want a chance to win an Xbox Series X or PS5, be sure to subscribe to the channel and leave a comment down below. We pick one winner every single month, and the winner gets to pick one item. Today is the last day to enter for April, and we'll announce a winner in the next couple of days. So we'll start with Chris Hemsworth interview with Vanity Fair, where they state, but he also wants stillness. He wants to work outside the action lane and to be taken seriously by directors like Christopher Nolan, Greta Gerwig, Martin Scorsese, and Steven Spielberg. But he also thinks he owes the audience another Thor after what felt like a whiff with Thor Love and Thunder. He wants to let himself take his craft more seriously. But he doesn't want to be, quote, an overly self-important, pretentious wanker, end quote. Now, I love this, and of course, as an actor himself, he would want to branch out of just playing one particular specific role. But the best part about this is that he gives us a confirmation that the next Thor movie, Thor is not going to be the same. He's not going to act the same, there aren't going to be as many rapid-fire jokes, and he wants the character and the movie to be more serious. And it's to the point to where he didn't even himself like how Thor was portrayed in Thor Love and Thunder. So again, if you were worried about the next Thor movie, it's already confirmed by Chris Hemsworth himself. Big changes are being made, and we've heard that Chris Hemsworth has already been talking to Marvel Studios about the next Thor film. In fact, Taika Waititi confirmed this himself. In an interview with Inverse, Taika Waititi confirmed that he is not working on Thor 5. He will not direct a film, but he did also confirm that Chris Hemsworth and Marvel Studios are in talks about Thor 5 right now. Which makes a lot of sense, because if we take a look at Marvel's slate in Phase 6, Thor 5 should be there. Now, there is a possibility that it could be in Phase 5, however, most of that is pretty much filled by now. We know Marvel Studios has kind of moved things around and canceled some things, so it is possible that at San Diego Comic-Con, they reveal a new order for Phase 5, which could have some new movies and possibly some new shows as well. But mostly, what we're expecting is Phase 5 is pretty much solidified at this point, and what's next is the big reveal of Phase 6, in which Thor 5 will definitely be a part of, and it will indeed pick up where Thor Love and Thunder left off with the post-credit scene with Zeus and Hercules. And here's the really good news about this. A lot of people were really looking forward to Hercules joining the MCU and going up against Thor. However, a lot of people were kind of let down / worried at the same time, because if Thor 5 was going to be like Thor Love and Thunder, then that probably means the fighting between Hercules and Thor wasn't going to be that good. However, since we know Thor 5 is not going to be like Thor Love and Thunder, that means a lot of people can get really excited about some killer action sequences between two gods. And Hercules and Thor have a pretty great relationship in the comics. Yes, at first they go up against each other, but ultimately they end up being allies and friends. But that is not before some killer fighting. In fact, it sounds like it's going to be rather intense. According to Alex Perez from thecosmiccircus.com, he said, Hercules is coming, and he's coming for blood. That sounds serious as it is, but Hercules going to get Thor in a very serious, intending to harm way sounds really great. Now, we've heard some other reports about Thor 5 as well, and if they end up being true, Thor 5 sounds like it's going to be fantastic. However, one thing very important to note is that Thor is apparently not going to be in Avengers 5. And according to, again, Alex Perez, that is going to be because of what goes down in Thor 5. Now, one thing that Alex Perez and the Cosmic Circus have reported on is that Valhalla is going to be a very important location, not only for Thor 5, but it could also be a really important location for the multiverse saga overall. Since Thor 5 is going to be coming out in Phase 6 right before Avengers Secret Wars, then clearly by the end of the movie, Marvel's really going to have to get Thor into the bigger main story of the multiverse saga. And Alex Perez pointed out that in the scene in Thor: Love and Thunder in the post-credit, where Jane Foster goes to Valhalla and sees Heimdall, we can actually see what appears to be unwoven threads of the multiverse in the background. In fact, this is where the important report from the Cosmic Circus came in, where they stated, just as the scene starts, if you pause and look beyond the horizon and towards the sky, you'll notice the unwoven threads of the multiverse in the background. The appearance of these timelines implies several things about Valhalla and serves as a stepping point for new theories down the line. Then they state this, our sources confirmed that part of the early ideas for the forthcoming Thor 5 film involve Valhalla as one of the upcoming locations exploring another aspect of Norse mythology. Then they go on to talk about how realms of the afterlife could exist outside, and do appear to exist, outside of the multiverse. This would include the ancestral plane from Wakanda, the Duat and Field of Reeds from Moon Knight, and of course we know there are other places that exist outside of the multiverse like the Quantum Realm. So this is how Thor is going to connect to the overall story of the multiverse through Valhalla. And of course we have to wonder, since Thor is going to be tied into the multiverse, if he'll ever find out what Loki did. Does Odin know what Loki did? Can Odin see Loki right now in Valhalla? Could Thor actually die and go to Valhalla and then come back? Something that has happened before. Although Thor has never really died permanently in the comics and most likely never will. But it would be pretty interesting to see in the MCU, especially if he could manage to come back, and then in Avengers Secret War, since that is most likely going to be his last film, at the end he could go back to Valhalla. He could go back and he could be with Jane, and who knows what's going to happen to Loki. Maybe Loki's there, his mother's there, his father's there. In a really weird way, Thor dying could be the perfect ending for him in the MCU. And of course, the soft reboot is coming, and we've heard that Marvel Studios is going to get some new Avengers in the reboot, meaning they're going to bring back old characters but new versions of them, including Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, and possibly Thor. New actors coming in to play these OG characters. Why? Well, that way we can have these classic characters like Thor, Iron Man, etc., interacting with the X-Men and with the Fantastic Four. And it really is a great idea if we can get past the fact that we're really going to miss Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Chris Evans as Captain America, and of course Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. But it does sound like Thor 5, and really just the overall story of Thor in the multiverse saga, is going to be quite epic. But go ahead, let me know your thoughts about this in the comments down below. Are you excited for Thor 5, or are you still a little bit worried? Let us know everything in the comments down below, and please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on Thor 5 and the MCU. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.